Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. I am so excited to have Freddie Zeppe and Laurel Nash joining me. It is like near and dear to my heart to have this show at this time. I was really fortunate to be able to partner with the Alomi team, and I have them here with me today. And I think it's just going to be really great for you to hear a little bit about who each person is. So Laurel Nash is a senior vice president at Evden of sales of North America. And I'm going to have her start out with telling us a little bit about Alomi, about the Live Limitless challenges, and then we'll jump in and talk with Freddie.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Denise. Thank you for having us on the show. Freddie and I are very excited to be here with you. We are big fans of yours and the way you coach people to lead their lives, and so excited that our brand is working with you because our core values are very similar as a brand. Alomi is a brand for plus size women and is designed by Liesl Goodman, who herself is a plus size woman and really understands the body shape needs for lingerie and for swim. We are with Alomi. We have a Live Limitless brand campaign, celebrating the Alomi customer for who they are. The campaign builds on that and encourages women to be themselves and approach everything with a Live Limitless mindset. Freddie's going to talk to you about what it entails to have a proper fitting bra. And often we talk about the fact that lingerie provides a woman's first defense to the rest of the world. It is really where her confidence is built. So thank you so much for inviting us, and we're looking forward to talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Laurel. And what I want to say is I love the integrative approach where we're going in society, where, you know, we're having this discussion today. You're on my show. I'm an adult and child psychiatrist, but I'm passionate about wellness, but I'm passionate about women's empowerment. And I believe that we want our inner beauty and outer beauty to be sort of in sync. And I feel like this partnership and having the honor and privilege of working together with Alomi and being able to be create the 30 challenges was just an honor, because I believe that I have to be honest with you, ladies, in medical school, I always dress my best on test days. People are like, oh my goodness, like, are you like, why do you look like that? Are you going on a date? And I always believe that if we are taking care of ourselves inside and out, we're going to have confidence and we will be able to live limitless. So to me, this call that we're having is something really important. And I think beauty comes in all different shapes, sizes, gender, sexuality. And I think the Live Limitless campaign really exemplifies that. So Laurel, thank you so much for being here today. And now, I mean, can you, Laurel, maybe give an introduction to Freddie Zeppe and how well you know her and like who she is?
Sure. I'd like to introduce everyone to Frederica Zeppe. We know her and love her as Freddie. She has been in the lingerie business for over 30 years.
No.
Oh, all right.
Over 20.
Over 20 years. She is really responsible for helping to change many women's lives with her knowledge and her care of how a woman looks and feels.
Thank you. That's a lovely thing to hear. It's my absolute delight and pleasure to be able to be with you here today, Dr. Denise. I have to say that this is not how I had envisioned my career path going. My direction was somewhere else altogether. I literally was fortunate enough to fall into this position. And I was going to only stay for, you know, a few months and then move on. And I found that by working with this product, which at the time was more to do with Full Busted. So we also do a Full Busted brand, as well as now we do our Alomi brand, which is really, it is so life-changing for these ladies who have never had any kind of a fashion choice, if you will, because these women and many friends of mine as well, whether full busted or full figure or whatever we want to call it, used to have black, nude, white, a sickly, nasty color of pink. And that's it. And that was their choice. And now they've got delicious prints and shimmer and strapping and loveliness. And that's all the fashion part of it. But then these bras are workhorses. I mean, they're there to do the heavy lifting because breasts weigh a certain amount. And as a matter of fact, what we consider a 38 triple D,
right,
breast weighs 4 pounds. So these ladies, without even trying, are carrying around 8 pounds. And that's just the beginning. That is just the tip of the iceberg, because there are many ways of describing a 38 double D or a triple D. We are a British company, so we are UK sized. It's a little bit different. But the end result is obviously the weight of the breast and how we choose to support it. And we choose to support it in a very beautiful, a very sexy, you like to use the word organic. This whole idea of having a fitting and being in the correct bra is part of that whole holistic way of life, because it has an effect on your posture. It has an effect on the musculature surrounding your spine. You stand up straight. When you stand up straight, you open up your lungs. So that means that you can breathe better. You have more energy to live your limitless life. We like to think about our bras as freeing people to do what they need to do. So they're not always fussing with adjusting their bras or this is uncomfortable. You don't want to be aware of your bra in any way. The ideal way is for it to move with you, right? Wherever you go, it goes as well. Not 10 steps in front of you or 10 steps behind or sliding up or sliding down. It needs to really be a part of you. And so it's just a small way of making every difference for these ladies.
Well, and I want to just jump in, because part of getting together and doing the partnership was that Alomi wanted me to experience a fitting. And so that happened before I met with the team and we were doing the challenges. And I learned so much by going to my fitting, in the sense that the person who was my fit specialist actually kind of showed me the weight, like what you were just discussing, like the weight of each breast. Like she actually had a model of it for me to hold. And then she showed me like the proper way to be fit, that it's very different than we've all been taught. And I'm going to let you talk about that because you're the fit expert, but I'm just going to say it from my experience about really like making sure the bra fits the contour of your body. And even you being in the process of getting yourself into a bra where you're very present, because you have to lean forward, you have to make sure there's a good fit. And it was very educational for me. And I was listening to your words so carefully, because when you said holistic, organic, I think of like body, mind, and human spirit, right? Mm-hmm. And so if your body's feeling good and you're wearing the right undergarments, the right clothes, you're already starting your day with greater health. And it's maybe you're not aware of your bra, but you're aware of your inner beauty. You're aware of the ease at which you can move. And so I want to say, I mean, after all these years, I was wearing the wrong bra size. And so I just feel like so many women are. And I'd love for you to talk about like what that's like for you when you do your fitting with a woman, and maybe, you know, I know we want to be respectful of people's confidentiality, but maybe some Thrive stories of what it's like when someone walks out just feeling so beautiful in the right bra. And also they're very sexy. And I think in the Western world, we don't talk about sensuality, sexuality, and femininity in a way that kind of holds it to sacredness. And I think the way these bras are constructed and also the whole process and the way you think, the whole brand, is really honoring like the best version of a woman. And that really is about living limitless.
I could not agree with you more. And you have just put it so beautifully and so and in such an articulate and understandable way. I really appreciate it. I feel that you really, really get what we're doing. So I can tell you, actually, this is quite a lovely little story. It was a few years ago, a woman came in and was just complaining about the weight of her breasts and back pain, and she didn't feel pretty. And it's really the usual litany. We hear this every day. And so and she thought that she was such an unusual size. Of course, she wasn't. It was, you know, what we do all day long. And we found her a beautiful bra. And she also shared with me that she was on her way to the plastic surgeon to see what he could do about taking away the, you know, these breasts that she was not very fond of at all, because it had caused her such pain and such problems with finding bras for herself, and also just the way she was feeling about herself. And Okay, so on the way, she thought that she would do a little bit of shopping, and she just kind of wandered into the department. And so we did this fitting, and she looked at herself, and you know, it happens quite suddenly, actually, when someone is in the correct bra. All of a sudden their posture changes. And she looked at herself, and she looked at herself from the side, and she was saying, you know, these boobies look really good. I'm going to go and see my doctor. I'm going to see what he has to say. But I got to tell you, I feel really good. And she walked out wearing the bra, which we love as fitters. We absolutely adore the fact that, you know, they don't even want to put their old bra back on. They're striding out in this wonderful new bra and feeling like a million bucks. And so, you know, she swept out of the store, you know, head up, breasts out and up, and off she went to her doctor. And I didn't really hear from her at all for several weeks. And 3 weeks later, she came back and she said, I just wanted to thank you. I'm so thrilled. I, in fact, did go to my plastic surgeon, and we decided together that no, I was not going to have this surgery. I was simply going to have my eyes done. And we...
Wow. Wow.
I thought that was really nice.
I can't even... Oh my goodness, yeah, Freddie. Can you imagine if every plastic surgeon on the earth had to just give them like, please go see Lumi. Go for a fitting. Please make sure before you decide. Step away from the knife.
There's plenty of things for them to do aside from, you know, removing breasts. But anyway, I thought that's
a
lovely story, because it changed. This is what happens, I think, is that it really changed the way she looked at herself. She saw something else in the mirror, and she saw something in the mirror that she actually liked looking at. And it was the same person. And it didn't take very long. It was literally a matter of minutes. And so it was almost as if she had fallen back in love with herself.
I can't even believe you just said that. I didn't want to interrupt you, because when I get excited, everyone, I tend to interrupt.
So
what I wanted to say with the self-love is that I think this is why somehow we attracted working together, because the core principles of what I feel like for healthy mind and feeling confident and great about yourself is step one, awareness, then self-love, then altruism. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank your team and just who you are. And I want to go more on these Thrive stories, but we have to love ourselves to be happy. And when we love ourselves, then we carry that smile, we carry that confidence, and that live limitless, then that energy vibration is, people can feel it around us. And then we have better interactions with our bosses, our cohorts, our families. And so it's really, but this is why I love, and I'm so honored to be, you know, working with and teaming up with Alomi, because you really get it. You get it. This isn't just about only the sexiness factor or only, it's like the whole way a being feels while they're having this experience of being fitted. And then it actually carries over into your life and has a ripple effect.
Yeah, 100%. I have a story about my mother that I don't know whether we have time now.
Oh, we do. We do. Please. Yes, please. We want to know the real you. I think that's the other thing that society's wanting. Like, I'm going to put your bios on here. You're both successful, amazing, beautiful women, and everyone's going to see that. But we're also living in a time where people need to know some more of the real vulnerability. So sharing a story about your mother and your journey, that's what makes us real. And I really appreciate that.
Well, my mother grew up in Austria, and you know, we really are focusing on the curvy girls. She was actually the opposite of that. But I think as women, we're all in this together, whatever size we are, because it's all about having the confidence to be able to go out in life and succeed and actually be able to pursue your dreams. And my mother's story is, it's a cautionary tale. I will say that. She grew up in Austria, where at that time, what people wanted to look like was blonde, blue-eyed, curvy, happy. And my mother was the opposite of that. She was quite thin. She had dark hair. She did have blue eyes. Her mother, who was my grandmother, who was quite successful in her own right and quite a beautiful woman, used to call her Ziege in German. That means goat, because my mother used to like to, you know, she grew up in Salzburg, so it's just a small town surrounded by mountains. And she loved the outdoors. She loved nature. And she was not very good with people because of what her mother had instilled with her, starting with being called goat because she was kind of leaping all around the Alps. And her mother would always say to her, well, you know, you don't look feminine, and look at you, you're not very pretty, and you look like a boy, and we'll have to do something about it. And my mother always felt never enough. She couldn't live up to what her mother's expectations were. And I remember, then obviously she met my father, they married. It was not the best of marriages, largely because she still didn't have that confidence. And it's interesting because she had this extraordinary personality, and she used to walk into a room, and I always felt that the molecules changed when she walked in. Mm-hmm. Just people sat up and they loved her, but she didn't know this. She wasn't aware of it. She had no idea of the hundreds of people in her circle, and myself included, that she affected directly and changed their lives. She had absolutely no conception of that. And she subsequently fell ill. She was in her 70s at the time, and got pancreatic cancer. It's a very unkind, vicious disease. And I remember looking through photo albums with her, and he looked at pictures of herself, and she looked up at me and she said, oh my goodness, I was pretty, wasn't I? And I said, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, you were. I never knew that.
Freddie, what's your mom's first name?
She went through her life never, ever, ever attempting to even reach her dreams or reach for her dreams because she simply didn't have the confidence, right? Because in her life, all she had heard was, you're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough. You're simply not enough. And when that starts at a very early age, it's very difficult to shake that. And unfortunately, when she was growing up, there were not people like yourself around to with that. And so I remember towards the end of her life, she would talk about her failed life. And that had an enormous effect on me. And so when I get back to what we're actually really talking about.
No, you're exactly on point to what we're talking about. Keep going. I have a lot to say. Just hold it. Yeah.
When I work with younger girls in the fitting room, and very often their mothers are in there with them saying, oh my goodness, you've got to do something about her boobs. Look at how big they are, you know, and this girl happens to be an absolutely beautiful, it's in fact our model size 32F, you know, which to us is, I mean, everybody's a 32F really, if they're lucky, you know? And so, we've got to do something about this. And the girl is hiding herself and covering her breasts and ashamed of her body, right? Where honestly, if she could look at herself truly see what's in the mirror, right? She would see, my God, I am glorious. Look at how fabulous I am. And it's the not knowing that, it's not being aware of that, right? So because of what happened to my mother and her life in this world, when I see something like that, I feel that, you know, we can be an instrument of change, and we with our instruments are, they happen to be bras, right? And most people would say, well, how can you change a life with a bra? That's, you know, how on earth would you do that? That sounds so silly, right? But about the bra, it's about what that bra will do for that person, for that woman.
And so, what's your mother's name?
Trudy.
Trudy. I just want to make sure that I the way my process is, and I believe energy exists, you know, beyond this lifetime. And I just want to honor and thank you for sharing your story, your mom, her beautiful light. I imagined her as like the woman that had the it factor, but didn't know it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And she was also an angel because she inspired others without even knowing it.
She did.
And her own inner dialogue wasn't matching what the world saw.
Not at all.
And that is what our goal is for. We're talking about women. We're talking about women of all sizes. We can talk about men, but we're talking about women. And I think that being your own best friend and loving yourself and being in alignment and being able to walk out of that dressing room feeling beautiful. And then, you know, we've all been told, you know, I'm sure if Laurel had time to share, we've all been taught something about our femininity or sexuality, like, oh, you're too flat, you're too this, you're too that. Everyone's kind of, the grass is always greener, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to speak as a woman that's very curvy, and I'm very fit as well. When I was in medical school, I felt like I had to hide my curves so that men would look at my eyes and actually take me seriously. Right. And so when I look at back at like 25-year-old pictures when I was 25, I was like, oh my God, I would never wear that outfit now. It was like some frock that had like caution on it. Please do not look at my chest. Please do not look at my chest. Yeah. Because I had situations where men would guess my bra size on rotations. It was a very different time. And, you know, I think sexuality is beautiful. And I think society, the pendulum tends to swing whatever way it's swinging based on the current world milieu environment. But I think what we're talking about is whether it's your mom, whether it's you, whether it's Laurel, whether it's a woman listening to this, we really want to get in touch with our own inner diva and our own inner best friend. And we have to remember that there are no rules. And that's why we connect. That's why this Live Limitless Challenge really called to me, because we need to make our own rules about beauty. We need to have our own positive inner self-talk. If someone calls us a goat, or if someone says, whoa, your chest is too big, or I'm going to just share this. This is so real. Like in the high school time, men actually named my chest, men who had never seen it. It was like they were these entities, and people don't even know how to talk about sexuality and beauty. I think the America, the United States, is behind compared to Europe. I think a lot of in Europe, there's like much more of a celebration of the woman's body. And I think I just want to like make this about this campaign, because the Live Limitless campaign and what Alomi's doing is actually sacred. It's like honoring the highest version, mind, body, and soul of the human body and the woman. So I can't even tell you how grateful I am. And like, Freddie, tell me more. I mean, do you agree about that kind of United States versus Europe? And
100%. Yes. A lot of it, I think, has to do with just the fact that we had an enormous amount of Puritans coming to this country first, right? And so our women's sexuality was always kind of pushed under the carpet. And there was a sense of embarrassment. There was nothing natural about it. And I think that Europe, as you say, is quite a few years ahead of us, just in terms of being a little bit more natural with our bodies. This is what we have. This is what walks this earth. I also feel that without that confidence, you can never even that. It's another part of the sexuality, right? Because if you're embarrassed about your body, how on earth can you really be sexual in any way, or sensual even? It doesn't have to be sex. It's more even sensual. And it is a matter of being comfortable with every aspect of yourself. And again, if we get back to mind, body, spirit, there is the mind, there is the body, and there is the spirit. And if you're missing one of those, you really aren't getting the full package.
I think
you're not living your thrive. I call it your thrive. And then, you know, I also talk about crisis stabilization thrive. So the other thing that I want to say with humility is all of us are having a human experience. So there's going to be days when we are sad, and that's okay. But wow, can we imagine if we're like wearing like the perfect lingerie for us or the perfect swimsuit, and then we like walk out of our homes and we're already feeling confident, we're feeling grateful, right? It's so how do we bring our own A game, and how do we live limitless? And live limitless also is adaptive. It's adaptive perfectionism versus restrictive. I remember when we're going to get to the challenge a bit here, but I remember the team saying, we're going to release all the challenges, but if someone wants to do one challenge versus two versus 30, like kind of like make it your own, make it your thrive, make it your live limitless. And so that's the beauty of the vision of this discussion and having this with you two women. It's like such an honor that the mind, it's going beyond just the body. This is like the whole person.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, some of the most confident women I've worked with are curvy ladies, you know, curvilicious ladies. These ladies really have learned, and maybe it's something that was always with them. They're very fortunate, right? But they love their bodies. We were just part of something called CurvyCon here in New York.
Ooh, I want to go.
It was absolutely wonderful, and it was packed. People came from all over the world to come to CurvyCon. And basically, it was just simply a celebration of everybody.
Right.
Everybody. And the spirit in that place was joyful more than anything.
It was electric. If you would, we all went up for the fashion show, and you know, within 5 minutes of the room filling up, everyone was on their feet dancing and clapping and having a great time. And I think the whole purpose of it was to celebrate women,
yeah,
of any size and or shape.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So, I mean, this wave, we're so thrilled to be a part of this. I mean, we've been doing this for a lot of years, and it seems to me that in the last 6 or 7 years, this wave has just been building, and I don't think it's anywhere near peaking, where even in our swimwear, I can tell you very quickly, because I have a feeling that we're running out of time, but anyway, at the very beginning when we launched swimwear, which was about 5-6 years ago now, the idea was to actually, you know, it's built around the idea of a swim bra so that you're supported even on the beach. And then you could wear just that. I mean, it doesn't even look like a bra, but the point is it's cup sized. And so it fits you like a glove and won't basically leave you hanging, if you will, or, you know, have something popping out when you don't really want to have it pop out. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, but most of the time you don't. We also then had, it was also a matter of covering up. And that has actually really gone by the wayside. I mean, we have these swimsuits that are really, they're bikinis at this point. And there is no idea of hiding anything or having something long and floppy over it. I mean, it is absolutely none of that. So there has really been a sea change in that. Whereas really 6 years ago, people were, oh, well, you know, I'm going to a family gathering, or I'm going here, I'm going that. I think I need something that with a little bit more coverage. And obviously we have one pieces too. It's not just, you know, the one style. We've got any number of styles to choose from. But honestly, our customers are choosing to show more.
Yeah, I have a funny story about that. I was on my first trip to the UK. That's where our company's based, attending a design meeting. And I was doing studying for the meeting, and I had our catalog in my lap. And I had this beautiful stewardess who's probably a 36G, which is our most commonly sold size in a Lomi, who actually, it was an overnight flight. And so my light was the only one on. And she stopped as she was walking down the aisle and said, "What is that? I never knew I could get a bikini in my size. Where do I get it?"
Wow.
Yeah.
So, no, it is so amazing. It's so freeing to just be like, here I am. Here's my beauty. So there.
Exactly. We all enjoy it.
And it's also about changing programming, because going back to the story about your mom, that like in her mind, she kept hearing goat, goat, goat. So we also have to remember how powerful the mind is. And that's why I'm a proponent of meditation and mindfulness, because if we remember that this is the only moment we have right now, that we can change old patterns of thinking. And so I think integrative celebrations at curvy.com and like the words "live limitless" are high vibration words. They're giving people permission to love themselves as I am. I love myself now. And it's very powerful. And this is really, I think we're also part of a consciousness shift at this time in history. I won't get too off track, but it's really, we're opening up our minds. We're finding out that there's also a lot of divisiveness and hatred, but we're also realizing how much love there needs to be. Love of self, love of body, and love of all different things. So I think the Live Limitless campaign, I'd love for Laurel to maybe just describe while we're wrapping up here, kind of how people can engage in the campaign. And, you know, I just want to say I had a blast designing the challenges with you. So much fun. It was
great,
just a blast. So, I mean, and also it's like a dream, because think about it. You know, I love the fact that I use the core principles of awareness, self-love, and altruism and thinking about the challenges when you asked me to partner up, but it's just such universal truths. So you allowed me to have fun and to be also very feminine myself. I mean, I work out 6 days a week. I have curves. I'm athletic. This speaks to me, this campaign, not only professionally, but personally. And I also have a sassy side to me that is really fun. And I think that's another thing. Sometimes, you know, we kind of put ourselves in a box, like, oh, I'm this doctor, or I can't go on a show, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, and here I go, ready? Oh my gosh. And I remember the first time I spoke with you ladies. Oh my gosh, because I'm an MD and I'm a psychiatrist, it was so funny. You're like, oh my goodness, you're not terrifying. And I was like, woohoo.
No, you're not at all.
But it's just fun though. Do you see? It's like giving yourselves permission to be multidimensional beings. It's okay to be smart. It's okay to be sassy. It's okay to be empathic. It's okay to donate to a charity. And I think the challenges speak to that. It's like saying you can be all of those things. You don't have to just be one.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, you said it well earlier when you said you shared that you were in the wrong size bra. One of our fundamental challenges as a lingerie brand is that 80% of women are wearing the wrong size. And, you know, in many stores, the lingerie department is in the very back of the store, and we don't make it easy to talk about your breasts or your bra size. And, you know, at one point in time, 34B was the ideal size. Guess what? No one is a 34B anymore.
and hardly exists. It's a unicorn.
Yeah, it's a unicorn. And so the Live Limitless Challenge was really birthed around making this topic approachable for women and engaging them in ways that were easy to follow and that they would have fun taking part in. There are over 30 challenges, and the engagement that we've had with customers have been so fun to watch come to life on Instagram. Women are posting pictures of themselves feeling beautiful. One of the challenges is go in and get fit in a bra, and then they share their picture back on Instagram. And it just, our Alomi community is one of the most engaged communities I've ever seen. Freddie has a, you know, we both did some homework and prepared some notes. And I noticed one of Freddie's notes here is that 68% of women in the country are size 14 and above. And that's really where our brand starts. So it's so fun to see women who never thought that they could bear themselves take part in this challenge.
Wow. When I hear that fact, that was kind of conditioned that you were like in trouble if you were size 14.
No,
and I remember like always wanting almost like to calorie restrict myself.
Of women, 68%, almost 70% of women.
No, I know. But I mean, if people go on my site and they will, I mean, I was always like a 14, 16, and I always felt like, oh my gosh, I did like almost starve myself to be a 12 or something. So I'm just telling you, it's like the conditioned way of the mind, right? I have a fun fitting story. Mine, you know, the beautiful Saatchi strappy bra.
Yes.
This is going to be the sassy me now, cause I'm single and I literally was getting that Saatchi look, and the Saatchi bra is so beautiful that you can wear it underneath a blouse and it like, it actually complements your dress. It's almost like a sexy little round. Like if you choose, I did that. I went to an event on Saturday, a filming in Hollywood, and I wore this beautiful teal, like 1960s look, and I wore Saatchi underneath it. And I even, this guy that I was like seeing at the time was like, I want to see Saatchi. I mean, it's sexy. And it's okay to be sexy. I think that's what we're also forgetting. That's, you know, we hear in the news all like the terrible things, right? Like, because the news tends to be fear-based instead of love-based, right? Yeah. And I think we're living at a time where the pendulum keeps swinging and we still can like have our sexuality or sensuality, but it also needs to be okay. It needs to be beautiful. It doesn't need to be something that's wrong.
100%. 100%. And I also feel that it has to do with not your size, but your health again, right? And so one of our challenges also is get out there and move.
Yes.
And so often our customers had nothing to move in, nothing moved with them because the size just simply wasn't available.
We actually many people tell us that they have to wear two sports bras to work out in because they've never tried our sports bra and they had no idea that they would have something that would keep them stable when they were working out.
You know what? I am so glad that we're kind of wrapping up with this topic. It's almost like a myth buster. So everyone just remember 80% of you are not wearing the right bra size. 68% of women in this country and around the world are 14 and larger. And a lot of people eat very healthy and they move a lot. And that is how they look.
Right.
They're doing, it's not like we're saying we're not celebrating not being unhealthy. We're saying celebrate your body as it is. We come in all different shapes and sizes. And, you know, I do Pilates, I swim 6 days a week. It's a part of health and well-being. And so is being in the right bra and feeling good about yourself.
And I mean, I do hot yoga. I used to be a dancer. And so if I don't move my body, I really don't feel like myself. And that's part of what, you know, just on a personal level, I want to share with all women. We can all move in some way. And you find that when you start to move, sometimes you have to force yourself, you know, just to put one foot in front of the other. You know, the endorphins light up, the molecules in your body change. You feel like you're alive, right? Your body starts to tingle. That's how it should be.
Absolutely. And I wanted to make sure, because I'm going to be going off to see patients in a little bit, but even being on this show, I like made sure for my own mental health, it's kind of like back in med school where I wanted to be on my A game. I'm like, I have this really fun outfit on as I'm talking to you ladies. I have my choker. I have hot lingerie on. I've got my bracelets. I look super professional, but I feel great as I go and like start this interview or walk out the door and I listen to music. So the 30 challenges that I helped create, like, it's like the life I truly live. It's not like some like, oh, go do a digital detox. Like I literally will like do a digital detox. Do you know what I mean? Or like I do no makeup days. I feel like such a diva when I just have like wild hair and no makeup. I feel free.
I'm the same way. Yes.
Yeah. So can you both let us know, number one, like how ladies can go and get fittings, how they can find this incredible like lingerie line, and just give us sort of like how to find out more?
Sure. We're found in lots and lots of specialty stores around the country. They're literally in every state. These ladies in these stores are trained to fit. And there is nothing like a really good fitting by someone who knows what they're doing to kind of get you set up. You know what I could do really quickly? It might be fun. Again, I always feel that we're running out of time.
No, we're okay, guys. This is like the beauty of this is my own show and I can do what I want. This is part of my Live Limitless.
I love it.
Please share. Yeah,
we really try and get away from a letter and a number. And mm-hmm. So we kind of talk more about the three points of fit. And while if someone is listening to this podcast and you yourself as well, you can check your own fit just by sitting there. You don't have to take your clothes off. You can do it in the car. You can do it while you're having lunch, you can do it while you're lying down, doesn't matter. But there are three things that need to happen where it will tell you that your bra does fit. So there are three checkpoints that you can do, and it's really very simple. So if you take the back of your hand, your pinky, and it's going to look a little bit like a knife, and you put that between your breasts, right? Your pinky between your breasts, the mm-hmm. outside of your hand. That center gore, if you're wearing a bra, and I do hope that you are, Dr. Denise.
Oh my gosh. Bra check-in, everyone. I am wearing an Alomi bra. Keep going, buddy.
Well, we're happy to hear it. That means you probably have the perfect fit. But
so funny, checking in, my bra is okay.
So you're going to check to see whether that center piece between the two cups is right up against your chest wall. So that center piece needs to be right up against your chest wall. It's called tacking. That's kind of the official word. It needs to tack. And so you can check that just by pressing down on that piece between the cups. And then you're going to follow your wire along underneath your breast. And you're going to take your two thumbs, you're going to put it behind your breast tissue and check to see whether that underwire is sitting behind the breast tissue on your rib cage. And now very few people actually talk about this. The back end of the underwire needs to be behind the breast tissue, literally behind, not on top of, not on the edge of, behind the breast tissue on your rib cage. And then the last thing, so that's point number two. The last thing is you want to kind of reach back and make sure that your band is sitting level to the floor. So parallel to the floor, not riding up. If you feel that your band is riding up, it means that the band is too big. So whatever that size is, you're going to go down a band size, might even go down two band sizes. So if the band rides up, it's almost like if you can imagine a teeter-totter or a seesaw, your breasts will go down, right? Your band goes up, your boobies go down. What you want is the band down, which will then pick up the breasts. So the heavier your breast tissue, the snugger your band should be, because the snugger your band is, the more support you will get. And we're not saying that we want it to strangle you. It's not a stranglehold. It should just feel like a snug hug. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Those are the 3 points of fit. So everybody can actually check their own fit. If something, and here's the other thing. All right, so let's just say the band is riding up. You know that you're going to go down in the band. If that underwire is not behind the breast tissue but is sitting on breast tissue, it means that your cups are too small. So usually what we see most often, really on a daily basis, is ladies are walking around with their bands too big and their cups too small. And usually to fix that, we will go up in the cup several cup sizes. And don't forget, go up now to a double K cup. That's you sizing. Yeah. Which is
what she's talking about is exactly what happened when I went in there. So
it's pretty simple. Yeah. It's simple.
It's like wearing a corset too. I think that it's a different level of foundational structural support. And it's like, it really does make a difference. I mean, it's amazing. So I think if someone hasn't had a fitting like this, that it's something that they really need to do, and they're going to really feel great from a health perspective, from a beauty, and from a confidence perspective.
And back to your question, just to answer you and start to wrap it up. You can go on alomilingerie.com and check out our store locator for a list of retailers. As Freddie mentioned, we're in several specialty stores across the country. We are also in major department stores and online.
Oh, that's fantastic. And maybe also, because we have a blog post that we're going to attach to this show, maybe when there's upcoming like curvy.com events, you can let me know about them and I can add that to the blog post in real time later. Because I think a lot of people would have so much fun going to such an event.
Yeah, we'd love to meet people.
Great. So
a lot of women out there we haven't met yet. So we're dying to, very much looking forward to it. And we're easy.
So I just want to take a deep breath, and it's like my way of gratitude. I am so grateful, Freddie and Laurel, that you both are so passionate from in every way with regard to women empowerment and body positivity. And your devotion and your passion and your love. You can feel it in your voices. And I just thank you for that. And I thank you for the opportunity to work with Alomi.
We want to thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Denise. It really is, it's terrific to get to speak to you.
Okay. And I want to set the intention to hopefully get a live event with you ladies sometime in the next year.
Look forward to it.
And here we go now. Ready?
Okay, yeah. Wow.
We will do that.
Dying to meet you.
We will have fun. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And everyone will be back next week. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, so much. I stopped recording, so I really... Oh, whoops.